Dear Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James Arroy.
And this is Bill.
Today is August 24th, 2011.
This is episode 379.
So we originally wanted to do this on Sunday, but what happened was we drank, what, 4 bottles of wine or something like that?
And we took Joe's 500 bazillion question test.
Yeah, and we never made it to the show because I wasn't feeling it by the time I had, what, 4 glasses of wine?
You weren't feeling it before the wine.
Pretty much so,
but then we had the wine, it's like, yeah, it's not going to happen. It's also late, and we all have to go to work.
And Bill's like, I still got to do work when I get home.
I did.
That sucks.
It does suck. Every night. Or go to bed.
That's what happens when you get paid, I guess.
That's what happens when you have to work a black cock.
Whoa. I don't get paid for that.
Get paid in semen.
No. Y'all, my toenails could kill somebody right now. They're so long. But I'm waiting.
Talents?
I'm waiting for my fingernails to grow out because I haven't bitten them in 14 days. I'm so excited.
Are you biting your toenails yet?
No, I can't put my feet up in my mouth.
Oh, no. Oh, I could do it. Could.
I could do it. I could totally chew my toenails off. I could be like a baby. You know how babies like stick their feet in their mouth?
Ew. Yeah.
So let's see. I guess I'll just explain why I was not feeling it on Sunday. We'll try to do this. Wait, I don't have the cry shawl on.
You do not have the cry shawl.
I do not have the cry shawl on, so I'm going to try not to cry. So I probably won't because I've had a lot of time to think about it now. So you guys know that a few months ago, my stepdad had to have surgery to have his voice box removed, muscles from his neck and his tongue and some other places. But so he went through chemo and radiation, and they thought everything was good. Excuse me. So, that's entertainment, y'all.
Yeah, way to break the mood.
So my mom called me. So Sunday, when did I text message you? On Tuesday, I think. So Monday, last Monday, my sister contacted me and told me, what is that?
Taffy. I'm
trying to unwrap it.
That is not quiet.
And it's not Taffy from Pod is my co-pilot.
No, it is not Taffy from Pod is my co-pilot because it had huge old titties.
Though it's equally delicious.
And it'd be talking a lot.
Speaking of which, Bill, we'll talk about that later.
If you ever met Taffy. Whoa, this changed. You would love her. Sorry, talking about Evernote changed. All right, so my sister contacted me on Monday to let me know that my stepdad was back in the hospital because he hurt his hip or whatever. So after running tests, they found out that, or they diagnosed him with bone cancer. So, and it's in his hip, his rib cage, and his spine. So he's not able to, there's nothing they can really do for him now. So, they're putting him through radiation to try to ease some of the pain from it, I guess. And then they're sending him home with pain medications to, I guess, die. So
you're gonna mail pot brownies.
Yeah, right. Poor thing. So the doctors have given him anywhere from a month to 2 months to live. And so now I've just been a nervous wreck because I don't know when that phone call is going to come, and I'm going to be really like, I know this sounds selfish, but I really hope it does not happen while we're in Vegas or right before we go to Vegas, because I need this trip.
That sounds selfish.
But so yes. So if you can keep my mom and my stepdad in your prayers or your thoughts or whatever you call it, that would be greatly appreciated. And so, yeah. There hasn't been an update since then. He's just been going back and forth. He has hairline fractures in his hips from the cancer. So that's it, you guys, for right now. So that's why I really wasn't feeling it on Sunday. Like, all last week, I was, like, on the verge of tears. And wait, what day did y'all...
We came over Sunday night.
We had spaghetti that night?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was another thing, too. I was probably in a carb coma because I had, like, a whole loaf of bread.
That frozen garlic bread is so good.
It's so fucking good with that Alfredo sauce.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, you know the Ziploc containers?
Mm-hmm.
Don't heat Alfredo sauce in that because it'll fucking melt them.
Really?
Yes. It melted it and I had to throw it away. After I scraped out the Alfredo sauce.
So you ate Alfredo sauce in plastic.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
It does the same thing to your heart, right?
Delicious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys. So just that's what's going on right now with that situation. So on to happier things.
And exhale.
So why wasn't I invited to this pod as my co-pilot thing?
Because I don't have it set up, so I don't know how to do it with multiple people and record on different shows, like over Skype or whatever. So that's why. And I'm the fucking star.
But somebody wants my body.
And Wales.
No. And yeah.
Taylor.
Yeah. They want a big old foursome up in that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. We did talk about you guys
in Vegas.
A little bit.
I think there's like at least 10 minutes there of talking about using us as wardrobe changes.
Don't get cocky.
Creepy.
Hey,
don't
just
get cocky.
I got a big black cock.
Oh my God.
So yes, I was on Pod is My Co-Pilot. I think, what episode was it? Not this last one, but the one before. Let's check it out real quick. Sorry, y'all, I'm not prepared. And I'm, like I was telling James, Leroy, and Bill earlier, I'm about to go to the Apple headquarters and blow them up. So
blow that shit up.
It is, their show is, okay, they have their blog and their show going into one website.
It's episode 191.
Camel toe.
Episode 191.
It's episode 191, you guys. So go take a listen. It's pretty funny. Taffy isn't on because she was out of town. Actually, Taffy text messaged while we were doing the show, and she was in North Carolina where they're filming The Hunger Games, and she mm-hmm. was in the city where they're filming District 12. Nice. And they had District 12 nice. Up on the pillars of all the stuff. And did you saw my message for Sunday, right?
About the MTV Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm so excited. Are you guys going to come over here, or are you going to watch it from your home? Oh, wait, you don't
we
have
don't
cable.
We don't have cable, so
on Sunday?
If we watch it, we'd have to come over here.
On Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which starts at 8 here, not 9, because I read it, and it's like, oh, it starts at 9. And then Lauren's like, wait, is it 8 here or 9? And I looked, and I was like, oh, it's 8. Because I still don't get the time zone right. I still cannot get it right.
So speaking mm-hmm. of other podcasts,
mm-hmm.
we met some people.
Yes, at Market Ace.
Yeah.
Bill, the producer.
Hey, it's a good segue. It's all about segues.
Ooh, segue that.
There's a lot of cottage on that cheese.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're looking at pictures on Pod is My Co-Pilot's blog.
Yeah. So we met, well, you guys got to meet
Timmy Sims. And Rainbow Redhead.
And you just got to do a drive-by with Rainbow Redhead?
Yeah, for like maybe an hour because, the thing was that...
Yeah, we were seriously
ours was like 10 maybe
minutes.
10 minutes.
So did he just walk up and see you guys?
No.
Or how did it work?
Bill walked up and saw
him. Oh, you walked up to him?
I was like, you're Rainbow Redhead, aren't you?
He's like, yes, I am.
Yes, I am. I'm like, I'm Bill from Foul Monkey. And that's James Leroy.
And he only saw the back of my head. Yes. The funny thing is he only saw the back of my head and he was like, oh, I thought that's who it was.
Because that's the only time they've ever seen you.
Yeah, that's the only picture I have up
and
there.
And Timmy Sims, was he like, oh my God?
No, we started to leave.
Did he ask where I was?
No.
Well, no, because we met him like after we were done talking with Ramble Redhead. So it was very quickly.
It was very quickly. With Ramble and
still don't ask about me.
Well, Ramble didn't introduce us until right before we left.
Oh, okay.
He was very nice.
What episode is this?
279.
We're done.
No.
Motherfucker.
Y'all, this is the last show fucking ever.
I quit.
You guys, Market Days was kind of a rainout bum. Kind of sucked.
I got there super early.
You got early. You were there all day, right?
Yeah, I almost got sunburned again, even though I did have on sunblock this time.
Did you reapply every hour?
I did.
That's why you almost had sunburn.
I was not going to be a repeat of Pride.
Which, I don't know if you guys can see. It is still, my tan is still there from Pride.
Nice.
That's hot.
Yeah,
tan,
no, but the
quotation marks.
The weather actually wasn't bad. It was great in the morning. The wind was kind of nice because it kind of kept it a little cool.
Right.
But then right before you got there is when that monsoon.
Actually, what happened was they're like, we were on the bus. And we stepped on the sidewalk, and it was and poured down. And let me tell you, so we had to go into a doorway of a business. Like, we didn't open the door, but we're like in, what is that, the awning? Is that what it's called? Like,
yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but it's like the inset of where the door is. Mm-hmm. This faggot.
Ooh, big words.
I pulled out my umbrella, and this faggot came off the bus and pulled my umbrella away from me, and then pulled Lauren and I pretty much into the awning. Was like, oh my God. I can't get my shoes wet. And he was like loud as fuck. You know, I can't stand loud people. And I can't stand obnoxious people.
First of all, why wear those shoes when you can clearly on the news say that it's an, I think it was said it was like an 80% chance of rain.
Thank you.
It was going to rain.
And then once the rain stopped a little bit, Lauren was like, okay, we're going to go over to DSW and look around because we're not going to stand here and do nothing. And the guy was like, oh, no, you're not. You're staying here. No, bitch. You need to get your own fucking umbrella, and you're fucking annoying.
So I thought people were going to be killed by corn dogs at that time because there was this, like, you know, corn dog and potato and whatever junk stand that had a gigantic, like, vinyl banners. The wind picked it up so much that there were people trying to make sure it didn't fall, holding a rope across the street to hold it up. Then the gush of wind came right before it, and it knocked the entire thing over into the street.
Jesus.
Did any food fall on the ground?
No, it just kind of covered.
Mine.
Right. Mine.
And let me tell you, I will never. I should have known better. I had to give parenting lessons that day. And Bill was wet, drinking vodka in his little sippy cup. And
his little smart water bottle.
Yep. And was getting really, really annoyed. So I decided.
Because why?
Well, that it would be a great idea to go see Darren Criss from Glee because he's hot as fuck.
Is he hot in person?
Yes.
How close were you to the stage?
Not close enough.
Because let me tell you,
the stage was further than the house.
When we walked over there, it was crowded so much around it that we're like, fuck this.
Oh, gotcha. So I was there probably like an hour and a half to 2 hours. Before it was supposed to start, and then it was postponed because of the rain. It rained, and then they let some other old disco woman perform before because her concert got rained out.
Oh.
And so then his was pushed
Gloria
back.
Gaynor or whatever?
Not Gloria Gaynor. No, it's one of the other ones. who only has one famous song, and every song she sang wasn't hers except for the one song that she was
famous
for.
What was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I don't care. I was annoyed. I didn't really. I don't need
so
to remember.
Why'd you have the parents?
So
did you pull? I was just Bill there for a second.
What?
I was like, so why'd you have to pay?
Yeah, nice job. Good learning. Oh, Jared.
Oh, my God.
Jared.
Gonna knock that shit off.
No, so anyway, this stage where Darren Criss is coming, there were people in high schoolers there when the place opened at 11. He wasn't supposed to go on until 4, didn't go on until almost 6. You could pay $20 to get in the special section to wait that was closer to the stage. You know, like this little VIP, and you could use that pass for all the concerts that day. That was filled up. So many people came, they moved the barricade back, which was almost pretty much the whole
street,
fucking street, parking lot thing. Well, I actually didn't have a bad of a spot. So then it starts getting crowded, and I'm waiting. And then all these parents and families start pushing and pushing past and pushing. And I'm like, dudes, there's a barricade, you won't get any farther than like 3-4 people in front of me.
Right.
So let's just stop.
Right.
Oh no. They just kept coming and pushing, which kept pushing me back and pushing the people that I was around back. And then it was raining. And then people would come on and perform. And then they put their umbrellas up, which then the whole audience would be like, no umbrellas, no umbrellas. Because we'd been there for like 2 hours and we couldn't see anything on the stage because of their umbrellas. So these really, really rude girls that have to be from like, you know, the North Shore because they have way too much money and no, like, and their outfits were just.
They thought they were going to get Darren Criss that day.
Well, yes, they looked like Kesha.
They're not going to get Darren Criss then.
It was awful.
Kesha's gross.
So they, I had words with them.
She's a chub chaser.
She's performing tonight here in Chicago too, by the way.
Oh, she is?
Yes. Yep. There's supposed to be like traffic jams downtown. Anyway. Well,
watch out all the chubby men.
So she basically, these group of girls like are really annoying, piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
Then this other group of like adult gays are just as annoying and do the same thing they do and like cut them off and cut their little group apart.
Uh-huh.
The father goes apeshit and starts pushing his way through, cutting, like going like, no, you will not cut in front of my girls and our group. No. Like he was getting angry that they just did to his group what they just did to me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so basically I stopped him and said, actually, I'd prefer if you'd stop yelling at other people until you start parenting your own children. Mm-hmm. And then basically went off on him and how he needs to have a talk with his girls because they just did to me what he just did to everyone else and me again. And I had been there so long, and just went this long spiel. He felt so bad. He made the girls apologize to me, which they did with little pissy faces on.
And did they move?
No.
Well, they should have fucking moved.
But by the way, Bill probably did not say it that nicely.
No, I was
I thought you were probably bitchy about it.
You're like, oh, hell no.
No, I wasn't.
Someone hold my hoops.
I wasn't ghetto, but I was definitely giving him some, like, my educator management, like, no, no. You're going on a corrective action plan right now, which I had to put someone on today. But
that's always fun.
I ended up putting myself in front of them at some point because I was like, I don't think so. And then I ended up leaving early because it started raining. And I'm like, if I get pushed done. One more time.
You text messaged me. And I think we've text messaged too much to actually see what you messaged me. And I laughed. Oh, my God. I laughed my ass off. It was so funny. Because that same night, after it was George, Josh, Keith, Ramble Redhead ran into us. Me. Who else was there? Like Mark.
Was Kevin and Wendell with you at the point or no?
No. I didn't see them all weekend. But anyway, afterwards, we went over to Five Guys off Belmont and 8. And then we were like, God, we're fucking tired. Shit's we're gonna go out to the bar or the bear dance downtown at the Lounge.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
Yeah, that's what we heard.
It was not that great.
I heard it got better later. Like
later?
Like after
one. We left at one.
It's probably because you left at one they like got better.
It just I don't know. I'm not gonna go off on that.
No, do it.
Well go no, ahead. I just don't
location wise? Location
it is sucks.
It's
awful.
A location that's completely out of the way.
Price. Awful. The drinks aren't expensive and not good.
Here's the
thing. And then they have like no advertising for it.
There was no advertising, but they had advertisers there. I guess there's some group, bear group or something. I remember seeing the sign. I don't remember what it said, but this is what Bill said.
We know who does it.
Okay. This is what Bill said to me. Dude, I'm going to cut some bitches. Already had words with the dad, who then apologized to me and forces five girls to do the same. And I was like, oh, Lord. He goes, really? I'm about to morph to Mighty Morphin Nun Ranger.
Shut up. You said that?
And I was like, fuck, we're at Five Guys.
Well, I texted him, and I'm like, where are you? And he goes, you're not going to get to me. And I'm like, but still, I need to know where you are.
Really?
And he just kept saying, you're not going to find me. You're not going to find me. I'm like, but I just want to at least be like around the same neighborhood or the same area as you. Uh-huh. He goes, I'm between a blue umbrella and a white umbrella on the stage. And I'm like,
bitchy.
And I was like, stage left, stage right. And he's like, I'm here, center stage. Da, da, da. He was giving me the thing, and I'm just like, okay, I'm literally right behind you, probably like, you know, 10 rows back.
I wasn't bitchy. It just looked really. You're not gonna.
No, but he was just like, you're not going to buy. I'm like, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's just
but
no
I'm going to be behind right? you. Because and so I told him to stand up and turn around. Uh-huh. Sorry. I told him to stand up. Like, I was like, wave your hand so I can see where you are. And then all of a sudden, you see his head pop up out of the crowd and go. Mm-hmm. And like prairie, like a groundhog.
A prairie dog.
Yeah. It was like.
When we were walking, well, we walked to Keith's place. It was me, Josh, Keith, and Mark. And we were like, God, we're tired. We're going to drink a little bit before we go out. Yeah, we all four laid on Keith's bed and fell asleep and didn't get up for an hour and a half.
Nice.
So we had four honking men in one bed.
It's like, kind of like our couch that one day.
Exactly.
That was July.
So fun, except for people had diarrhea and vomited all day long. But.
And nobody was open to get food. And yeah. Papa John's isn't delivered to our apartment.
That sucks.
Yeah. I still can't believe that.
Rude.
I still can't believe that. Anybody I get taunted every
Monday when you get the email.
Every week with those emails. Sometimes twice a week. No, I can't get you pizza special because you don't deliver in my neighborhood. Why? I don't know.
Probably because the area you're in.
What?
It is not that scary. Don't be giving us that shit.
There's a Domino's a half a block away.
Well, eat Domino's then.
With their liquid cheese.
We did that
day. Don't have liquid cheese anymore. Oh, we did have. Anymore. Did we have
pizza? No, we had Pizza Hut. We had Pizza
Hut.
Oh,
we had Pizza Hut. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Trying to be a smart ass. Didn't work out for you, did it, Bill?
Ooh, shit.
Love you.
Uh-huh.
So that was market days. And I didn't go back on Sunday because I was done with it. Although I did see some really hot Latino guys there. And like I said, on Pot is my co-pilot, I would lick them on their dirtiest day.
Oh,
they were
that's
so hot.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
They were so hot, I would lick them on their dirtiest day.
So gross. So I want to bring up a few things because we have neglected these things since we had Tom and Tara in the last two shows
and
all that kind of stuff. But Joan Dallas, like 5 years ago, sent me a direct message to this link to go do the 500 questionnaire thing.
Dude, really?
Well, this
I'm talking to Joe.
Right.
Not you.
This was this is what we did Sunday. Is everything okay?
He's hitting. Ah!
Sorry.
Jeez Louise. That's my. Lots way to the show.
You are so rude right now.
Anyway, go ahead.
Hold on. I'll wait until he fixes it.
That would not be.
I don't know why the mute button's not working on this anymore.
Well, it sure does. On accident when on my microphone.
Whatever.
Are we good?
Y'all, this is not professional and it's like really fucking aggravating me. I need a professional to come hook this shit up and do it for free. Daniel Brewer, I'm talking to you.
Oh. So the 500 question thing. Mm-hmm. So it was about a purity test and it kept going on and on and on about questions. And like normal purity tests, it just seemed like it was asking the same questions and the same ones over and over again. Well, it took us the whole evening to answer all of them. But I think who was the, because my thing.
I don't know if I've
deleted. You were the cleanest.
I think I might have been the purest.
With your damn...
You were at like 53 something, right?
No, you were at like 56, 57.
No.
We were at 54.
I was 53 something. And I was 54.6. And you were 54.4
or something.
Yeah, I was 54.4.
Yeah.
Oh, then you weren't the purest.
No, I was not 56. I was purer than you. Because we were joking. And then in the car, you told me what question probably put you over.
Was that because you eat poop? Is that what it was?
No.
Was it because you had sex with a dog?
Nope. Nope.
Is it because you jacked one off?
Nope.
No. Those questions made
Fisting?
Me laugh.
James LaRoy.
Yeah, we're in the car and he goes, and we're like, how in the world did I end up more pure than you? And he goes, I'm pretty sure I know which question it was. And I did the same kind of thing you did. I'm like, oh, what? You blew a dog? You slept with your uncle and his nephew?
And like, his wife? I don't know.
And then he's like...
He did, well, what we describe as a big fatty puppet show. That's what he just did.
And I was like...
I was the puppeteer.
And I was like, I go, excuse me. And he goes, oh no, it was just, I was the fisting top.
Mm-mm, that's gross.
And then of course the conversation turned into, well, how far did you get?
Right. Did it go up to your elbow?
No, his I didn't even get big. Past my knuckles.
He said his hands were too
my
big.
Well, obviously you weren't doing it right.
I had enough Crisco there up there to fry like
there was
20
not enough poppers
chicken.
Going on. There was not enough poppers going on. Fried chicken.
That is not finger looking good conversation
that
right
is
there.
Not.
It is not.
Speaking of which, you know, the best thing for that is to get the Crisco sticks.
I don't need to know that.
Yeah. Way to kill
so
that.
Thanks, Joe.
So, yeah, Joe. And those are the questions that made us not
Lauren
record.
Didn't even make it because she kept up with us on the line and she passed out.
Here's the funny thing. Lauren was probably going to score like an 80%.
Right.
It was one of those like, do you fantasize about such and such? Ricky, yes. Bill, yes. James Roy, yes. Lauren,
no.
Have you ever read porn?
Mm-mm, no.
What was she? What was it we were all answering? Oh, have you ever tasted your own cum or your own
jack?
And then we're like,
Or then it said, or if you're a girl, like licked your fingers or something like that. she's like,
no.
And then Bill's like, and for all the gay guys in the room,
yes. Because she was got quiet and she just looked at us like, wait.
Am I supposed to?
Yeah. Oh, Lala. And Bjorn also sent us a few emails.
Mm-hmm. We have some emails too from July 21st that I need to read.
Yes. I figure we can do at least one of these and then we'll do the rest on the next show.
What is that? Is it a video?
The ones that emailed you.
Oh.
They're, yeah. But you can also, if you sync Evernote, you can click.
Hurry.
Did I click that shit?
Which one are you going to choose? Which one are you going to choose? One, two, or three?
Oh, okay.
One, two, or three?
Which one?
First one?
Let's do the second one.
Uh-huh.
X2. I don't have an account, so do we have to sign in?
I don't think so.
I don't have an account.
Bullshit, you don't.
You don't. It was just kind of like when I said, hey, can I look at your iPad? Sure. Oh, my God.
Don't look at the pictures.
Don't look at the photos. Please, don't look at the photos. That's why you don't want to log in.
Oh, my God. So funny. So I will be posting this link on the show notes. FYI.
Oh, no.
Is there something in the title?
Fist hole four.
It works with what we talked about.
Oh, it's a good segue.
It's taking forever to load.
Here, do you want to pause the show and then we'll restart it again?
No, let me do this.
Get on someone's network.
I'm changing it.
Changing it up.
Maybe. Y'all, this internet's killing me. I cannot.
Have you changed yet? Providers, like you said?
Not yet, because Lauren is the one that's need to call.
So let's just pause the show and then
Here we go.
Oh, well, fine.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh,
ooh.
Oh no.
Ooh. Is that his user picture?
Yes.
Show is.
And it's Big Hole Berlin is his username.
Oh, damn, girl. Oh. Hi.
Oh, God.
Oh!
Oh!
That.
Oh! Away!
That's a hole. That looks like the mouth of That looks like a mouth of a fleshlight.
Oh, I can see his tonsils.
That actually looks like a vagina.
Oh, what's he doing?
Oh, all right. You take whatever hand you use the best.
Is that a woman?
Obviously not, because it's a penis.
No, that's talking.
You take your hand, whichever is your best hand, and you put it on your dick. And you wrap it
Oh my God!
You can totally see all of it inside.
It looks like a
It looks like a vagina.
It's ripped.
Yeah, it definitely looked like it was ripped. And I think
look at that smile. He's like, I'm an even little bastard.
Is that Daniel's bathroom?
No. We have tile.
Oh, gross.
Now, could you imagine the conversation you have to have with your doctor if you went in with an asshole like that on a checkup?
Doc, I like to get fisted.
Sorry, I fell on a road cone.
Like, Lord Jesus.
I don't understand what that feels I just, so good about that.
I was just going to say, just to describe it, it was probably in diameter, at least like
an orange.
An orange.
A grapefruit.
Grapefruit, yeah.
Some and it literally looked like a citrus. Vagina was coming out of his butt.
Yeah.
And then he touched it with his finger.
Which made it look even larger because you had something else.
Oh my God, that was disgusting. Oh,
okay. I kind of was waiting for him to actually put his penis in it.
Yeah.
No.
Well, yeah. Or thanks, Fiona.
Let's read an email. That made me really uncomfortable, you guys.
Ew.
So, Ant sent, or Anthony, who also sent us some money to our PayPal account for our plane tickets.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you very much. Which, those are the only two people I've sent so far. So
it's all good.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
Good Lord.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
Just read the email.
So Ant says, Foul Monkeys topic. I have a topic for Foul Monkeys to discuss, if you want. Have you ever seen or recognized someone in XTube on one or on one of those type of sites? I ask because my friend found the profile and videos of a guy we see out at the clubs and stuff. It's a little awkward to see him out now. It's funny, though, because he doesn't look like he's packing as much as he really is. James, I love the scary in the whole voice. You should use it more often on the show. Hope you guys are well. Love the show, Anthony.
Well, my answer would be yes.
And I have been in that situation before as
well.
I
have not, I don't think.
You've never seen anybody that you kind of played with yourself watching on XTube or anything?
I don't know if I've ever.
You mean
is
like.
That, is that what the question was?
No,
have you ever seen a person that's in the video out in public?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like I think it was like, hey, that's you're watching XTube yes. And you're like, wait, isn't that the guy that we always see as Jackhammer?
You mean multi. Right, what is that guy's name?
Oh, multi-fetish.
Multi-fetish guy.
Oh, my God. I saw him. Where did I see him? And he was walking a dog on a leash. I think it was at Market Days I saw him.
Well, he was in his cub get out again.
Yeah, but I think he was walking a dog, like a little itty-bitty dog.
XTube makes me laugh. When I first moved to Minnesota, there were several people that you either knew were on there or literally you move there, you meet people. Oh, by the way. He is ... on XTube. And it's like, what?
And then you're like.
And then they're like, oh no, if you want to see him naked, everyone knows. Mm-hmm. His name is, it's the same as it is on Bear 4 and 1. It's the same as on, yeah, why don't you go there? I'm like,
oh, okay.
I'm curious.
Right.
You're a really hot side, you're also a really
like
hot
a side question. Have you ever had a friend who had an XTube account where you just heard?
Yes, there are.
There is, actually. Are you talking about somebody specific that I can see?
Yeah, I have to remember what it is.
Okay. We'll look it up later.
I would be surprised if you've never talked to
him. Look, my internet's not
working.
That's David. I'm sorry.
So we have another voicemail, I think, here. Let's play the voicemail song.
Do you want to show me your dick pics?
I would love to do that.
What?
Wait.
All right, so we're going to play this song first.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Thank you, Lou Santos.
Hello.
All right, let's see what this is.
Hello, Ricky.
Oh.
Hello, James Leroy.
Did we play this last time?
Scott, a.k.a. Sander69, yeah. Play this here.
Yeah, because he berates us.
You can't see me, but I'm shaking my
head.
Yes.
Okay. Well, speaking of him, I actually called to his show. I need to listen to see if it's been if he's recorded yet. I answered his musical thing that no one else could answer.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Can't you just look it up like on Google?
If people were that smart.
Are you saying his listeners are stupid?
Yes.
No, I didn't have.
I think
that's what Bill sounded like. That's what Bill's saying.
Yeah. He's using his, what did you use it earlier? Your instructor, your teaching instruction voice.
Yeah. That's management.
Yeah.
I think you need to stop and let's think about this.
Right. You're making a bad choice.
Yes. Yes.
Mike Lawson from the Game Night Guys.
I still need to look them up.
Yeah. They played a game today I listened to. It's called the White Elephant Game. It's by this guy. There's some website that you can like generate your ideas for, and if people raise enough money, they'll actually produce your product.
Oh, nice.
I forget what it's called. Kicker.com or something like that. But anyway, this is a game with this guy.
Kickstart?
Yeah, Kickstart.com.
Oh, yeah, that's not for games. That's for everything.
Well, yeah, but that's where this is the game's from. But he said, so I listened to your most recent episode this morning on the way to work, and y'all mentioned that you don't poop at work. Well,
I poop everywhere.
This says, meal.
Oh, I would.
He poops in his pants. And that's why James LeRoy got a low score on the purity test, because he's into that.
Gross.
I love it.
He goes, I do every day. And here's my logic. If I poop for 10 minutes on average per day, by the end of the year, I will have been paid more than 40 hours to poop. Get with it, boys. Mike Lawson.
But to correct that, though, I do poop at work, but only in certain areas and only at certain times when it's very low traffic.
Yeah, he poops in the
in the model homes.
In the model homes.
I would too.
Do that.
Oh wait, do we know?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I don't do that.
It doesn't matter anymore.
You've taken a nap. He still works there, and hopefully he will still work there. You've taken naps in there. So
that was I told him that started. I did.
Yeah, but
he's like, I'm tired. I'm like, why don't you just go lay down?
No,
in the model
I mean, if
house?
You're gonna sleep, if you're gonna sleep in the bed,
because
then why not?
The
poop?
Shit smell is gonna deter people from renting rather than, oh, the bed looks unmade.
You could just say, there's actually homeless people living here.
No,
they would totally go there.
Does not fly.
No,
no.
Okay,
I'm paying $1,800 for the studio. Why is there a homeless person living in the model?
Did I delete this message? Or did y'all see what I did? Is this the same one?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
Get with it, Ricky.
So, just a little bit more feedback, and we'll end this one and go to the next one. What time is it? How long have we been going? It's time.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do one more. Remember we said that Lala Lauren's burlesque name was Flash Taco? Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is Casey in Denver. I think. But he said Lala Lauren's burlesque name should be Bessie May Bajo, means kiss me down there in Spanish.
Ah. That's hot.
I kind of like that.
Bessie May Bajo.
Bessie May Bajo. Flash Taco.
That's a song.
Bessie May Bajo.
Flash Taco.
Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, we have sombreros. All right, so give us a call at 206-984-3685.
You can also email us at jamesleroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching for foulmonkeys or jamesleroyfm.
Also check out our Tumblr page at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com or like us on our Facebook fan page.
Is that it?
Yeah. This is James Leroy.
We need an address for people to send us stuff.
You said it to mine.
You said it on the last show, but I had to bleep it out.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? My own address. That was sad.
Darren Chris is going to be staying at beep, 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 beep.
I'm Bill. Bye.
Rude.
You've already said goodbyes.
I didn't say this is Ricky, and that was really loud.
That was spiking. That was bad.
Just because you're the producer doesn't mean you have to be the loudest one.
Producer my ass.
This is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
This is Bill.
Bye. So that's why. And I'm the fucking star.